There was once a poor miller who had a beautiful daughter. The miller talked about his daughter all the time. He wanted everyone to know just how beautiful his daughter was. One day, the miller got to meet the king, and as usual, the miller boasted about his daughter. But this time, he went a little too far. "My daughter is beautiful and so very skillful too," the miller told the king. "She can spin straw into gold." "Really?" said the king. "This I must see. Bring her to my palace tomorrow." The miller now wished he could take back what he had said, but it was too late. So the next day he brought his daughter to the palace. The king led the girl to a room full of straw. In the middle of the room was a spinning wheel. "Start spinning," said the king. "By dawn tomorrow you must spin this straw into gold. If you don't, you will die." The king walked out of the room, shutting the door behind him. The miller's daughter had no idea how to spin straw into gold, so she sat down and cried.
"What's wrong? Why are you crying?" said a voice.
The miller's daughter looked up to see who was speaking. It was a tiny little man with a beard. "I must spin the straw into gold," the miller's daughter told the little man. "The problem is, I don't know how."
My, that is a problem," said the little man. "Let's say I spin the straw into gold for you. What will you give me in return?"
The miller's daughter replied, "My necklace, it will be yours."
"Very well then," said the little man.
So the little man started spinning. Whirr, whirr, whirr.
"That's one reel,"
he said happily as he started on the next one. The little man worked throughout the night until all the reels were full of gold. The miller's daughter couldn't believe what she was seeing. At sunrise, the king came back to the room. When he saw all the reels of gold, he was amazed and he wanted more. So the next day, the king led the miller's daughter to another room, a bigger room with even bigger piles of straw.
"Spin all this into gold by tomorrow morning," said the king. "If you don't, you will lose your life."
With that, he left the room. "What am I to do?" sighed the miller's daughter. At that point, the little man appeared again.
"What will you give me this time if I spin this straw into gold for you?"
he asked. The girl looked at the ring on her finger and said, "This will be yours." So the little man started his big task. Whirr, 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 all night long. The next day, the room seemed to glitter because of all the gold in it. The king, of course, was just delighted to see the precious gold. He decided to put the miller's daughter to one final test. He led her to an even bigger room with even more straw. The king took the girl by the hand and said,
"Spin all this straw into gold and you shall become my queen."
As soon as the king left the room, the little man appeared.
"And now, my dear," said the little man to the miller's daughter, "what will you give me if I spin all this straw into gold for you?"
The miller's daughter was very sad, for she had nothing left to give. "I'm sorry," she said, "I have nothing left to give you."
"Maybe not now, but you will later," said the little man. "Promise me you will give me your first child if you become queen."
The miller's daughter thought to herself, "Who knows if that will ever really happen? Besides, I don't know what else to do." So she promised the little man what he wanted. At once the little man started spinning the straw into gold. By sunrise there was no straw left in the room, just reels and reels of gold. So the miller's daughter married the king and became queen. The next year the queen gave birth to a beautiful baby. The queen was so happy she completely forgot about the little man. But the little man didn't forget about the queen, and one day he came to the queen and said,
"I'm here to get what you promised me."
The queen was afraid. She didn't want to lose her only child. "Please, little man," she begged, "I'll give you anything you want. Just don't take my baby."
"No," said the little man, "I want your child, nothing else."
The queen broke into tears and sobbed loudly. That made the little man feel sorry for her.
"Here, I'll offer you a deal," said the little man to the queen. "I'll give you 3 days to guess my name. If you do, you may keep your child."
So the queen made a list of all the names she could think of, and she ordered messengers to search the land for all the names they could find too. When the little man came back the next day, the guessing game began. "Is your name Abner?" asked the queen.
"No,"
replied the little man. "Alred?"
"No."
"Almansor?"
"No."
The queen went down her list, reading name after name, but the answer was always the same.
"No."
At the end of the day, the little man left the palace laughing. So the queen sent messengers to find even more names. The stranger the name, the better. The little man came back the second day, and the queen started guessing again, but she still couldn't guess the little man's name. On the third day, one of the queen's messengers came back to the palace and said, "I didn't find any new names, but I did see the most interesting thing." The messenger told his story. "Way up in the mountains, I saw a little house with a fire burning out front. A silly little man was hopping and jumping around the fire." "And then what happened?" asked the queen. The messenger said, "The little man was singing a song. It goes like this. Today I brew, tomorrow I bake, soon the queen's child I will take. The queen knows not, oh what a shame, that Rumpelstiltskin is my name." When the queen heard these words, she was so happy. At last she knew the little man's secret. Soon the little man came back to the palace. The queen asked him, "Is your name Larkin, or Witherspoon, or maybe Bob?"
"No, no, and no,"
said the little man with a grin. "Well then," said the queen with an even bigger grin, "your name must be Rumpelstiltskin." The little man turned red with rage and shouted,
"The devil told you that!"
The little man was so angry he stamped his right foot deep into the floor, so deep he sank to his waist. Then he stamped his other foot so hard that he went right through the floor. And so Rumpelstiltskin was never seen again, but the king, queen and their child lived happily ever after.